Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting second, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third, the center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fifth, the third baseman, John Castano. Batting sixth, the DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Dave Engel. Batting ninth, the catcher, Sal Butera. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Albert Williams. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second, the DH, Robin Yount. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward moves to third. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Wilfong tags and moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive towards first. Cooper catches it and throws to second to double up Wilfong. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Weiniger moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Romero moves to third. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romero tags and scores. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Thomas. Castano reaches second base with a double. Smalley moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Engel. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Romero moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Williams has Romero trapped. There's the throw to Butera and over to Castano, who tags Romero for the out. Gantner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Castano hits a line drive towards short. Romero reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards third. Castano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouhard hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Howell moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howell tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Brouhard moves to third. Doug Corbett now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brouhard scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gantner moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilfong bunts towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brouhard. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Hatcher moves to third. Chuck Baker pinch runs for Roy Smalley. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Castano strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiniger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Baker now playing shortstop. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marshall Edwards pinch runs for Gorman Thomas. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field. Engel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Edwards goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howell is walked intentionally. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brouhard hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Romero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Howell moves to second. It's 5-1, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howell scores. Romero moves to third. It's 6-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Marshall Edwards now playing center field. Hoskin Powell pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Dave Engel. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Howell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Sal Butera. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.